everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Mastering Grad School. I'm Daphne Westerling from College of Graduate Studies.
And I'm Rachel Carvajal, also with the College of Graduate Studies.
And today we'd like to give you an inside look of what you may expect attending as a master's student at Sorossi University and Sorossi University International. I want to introduce another friend of mine. Fair warning, I may probably have all my work besties in this episode on the pod. So let's welcome Miss Amanda Barrera. She is originally from San Antonio, Texas. She discovered her passion for geology while studying at San Antonio College. Barrera was drawn to Sorossi University for its field-heavy coursework at Big Bend National Park. After obtaining her Bachelor's of Science in Geology from Sorossi University, Barrera traveled to Sacramento, California, to a local geotechnical engineering firm as a staff geologist. Amanda has received the Dr. Julius Dash Outstanding Student Award and PPOHA Graduate Fellowship Grant, and was an Adelante Tejas Research Participant from 2015 through 2016. Barrera is currently pursuing a Master's of Science in Geology and is the STEM Internship Coordinator at Sorossi State University. Amanda hopes to establish a career in higher education and gain additional professional development before pursuing her ultimate goal of working as a professional consultant. Welcome!
Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda.
After my full intro. So welcome. We're super excited for you to be here.
Me too.
So today, like I mentioned, we want to give an inside look of what it is to attend as a master's student at Sorossi. You know, we get a lot of questions of what it would be like attending in person or online. So we want to kind of hear your story and your experience being at Sorossi University as a grad student.
Yeah, so it's great.
The end.
Podcast over. It's great. I work full-time, too, as you said, a STEM internship coordinator, so it keeps me busy and makes time go by really fast.
Also on the third floor, so
yeah,
part of the gang.
Third floor rebel.
Yeah, that's great, right. Babies.
And so you're studying as a master's student, and what I understand, the geology program is in person.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, okay. It's entirely in person. So, and I'm doing a thesis option, so it's making things real interesting with the time balance and attending class. But Sorossi is really great with working with students on an individual basis to try to meet their needs for education. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know we tout that a lot, that one of the big advantages of coming all the way out here is the one-on-one availability of your professors. And so I know that you're from San Antonio. That's a big culture shift from big bustling city with water and trees.
Yes.
All the way out here where we're so isolated. What made you make that jump, and what kept you comfortable enough to stay here and work here?
Yeah, so when I was an undergrad, I had a teacher, professor, Ann Dietz from San Antonio College, who told me, oh, like, I think you would really like Sorossi to finish your junior and senior year and get your bachelor's. And she was right. I loved it.
Oh, good.
And then I didn't know what I thought I wanted to go to grad school, but I wasn't really sure.
And yeah, I said no. I said categorically no. It took me way too long to finish my undergrad, and my kid even reminded me of this the other day. He was like, "Didn't you say when you graduated that this is my last homework ever? And now look at you.
This is it. I'm done."
Yeah, exactly. I think we skipped a bit, but I am also a master's student, going on fully online for the Master's of Business Administration. I'm in my second to last semester, so
congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks. Not to pull focus and make it about me, but I'm just saying, like, I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely anti, and yet here I am.
Well, and you're also a full-time staff member.
Full-time staff member, full-time mother.
I was going to say, I don't have that. I have dog mom label.
No, I also have
me too.
That.
Me too.
Yeah, you have it all.
Too much.
It's fine. It's a lot.
It is.
Yeah, but
But I think you're right. That is one thing that that Sol Ross really does well is works with their students. I feel like we've got a decent amount of non-traditional students, and as a non-traditional student, I felt very comfortable. And it's been actually very doable to do my online master's degree with Sol Ross. If it was in person, I think that might be a little bit different for my situation. Yeah. Mike, with all your research and things that you have to do, I mean, that's
field work.
Yeah, field work, goodness.
It's very slow moving. Actually, it's good to note that I took a semester off last fall, and that's when I found out that if you take a semester off in grad school, you have to reapply.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, that's a really good segue into the application process for Sol Ross grad school. Daphne, if you want to walk us through that.
Yeah, so as a graduate admission coordinator.
And also a two-time master's recipient, master's degree.
I'm insane. And
yes, Daphne has two masters and her undergrad from Sol Ross. And I keep saying that I think two masters ought to count as an automatic doctorate.
I think so too, or some kind of certification. I mean, at this point.
Yes, like certified masochist even.
I loved it so much. I was an undergrad student here, did my bachelor's in business administration. And you know what? Why not? Just go into the master.
Why not?
If you don't want to pay your loans, you know.
That was another
persuasive.
Oh yeah, that is a very, very, that is
another persuasive kind of option there too. But I also didn't know that I had to reapply as a graduate student. Mm-hmm. So I, as a graduate admission coordinator, I get a lot of those questions of, I'm graduating from Sol Ross. I have my active accounts, my SRSU portal. Why do I, you know, so we need to reapply because we're coming into, even if you're coming into those same programs, we still need to reapply to the, the graduate side of that college or of that program. So you can apply the same as you probably did as an undergrad. So apply through www.applytexas.org. And that's on across all boards. We do have two different applications. So our Sol Ross State University International campuses have another application through Apply Texas. And then we have our Sol Ross State University, which is our main Alpine campus. And so you apply. So if you have graduated from our institution as an undergrad and have not attended anywhere else, we don't need an official transcript. We have access to our own coursework. But it depends on your study. So a lot of our Master of Sciences fieldwork oriented programs, we do need some additional program requirements. So
education has quite a few additional program requirements for application purposes only.
Yes. So because we do have a Master of Education with certain certifications, our TA requirements, so that the program will offer, will require additional work.
So apply early.
Yes.
Make sure you're communicating with all the relevant parties. Daphne is amazing. She'll answer all of your questions, but early is always better to have time enough to get all of your stuff together, and in case some weird thing happens, we all know this, and never leave application to the last minute.
Yes, it does need to go to the programs to review, and so there are other applications they have to go through, so that gives time. That also gives you the opportunity to apply for scholarships. As we know, the scholarship application process starts early on. You do have to be admitted.
That deadline's coming right up. Isn't the April 1st deadline to apply for scholarships? So here's your reminder, grad students. Employee and also grad student, I got a couple of scholarships through the portal. So apply, even if you think you might not be eligible for any, apply anyway, see what you can do. I mean, free money's free money.
Yeah, especially as a certification only programs, as y'all probably know, because we're not seeking a master's degree. So if you're only seeking a certification, you're considered a non-degree seeking student. Unfortunately, you don't get as much financial aid assistance or loans, unfortunately, but thanks to the PPOHA grant, you can get, we've established, Miss Estela Vega, our director, has established this new scholarship for those students. That way we can assist with that, financially support some of our students that are seeking their certification only, you know?
Yeah, because so. Bottom line, we want you guys here. We want you to graduate, and we are here to support you however that looks, whatever you need. We are going to, again, it goes back to that small school, one-on-one personal yes. touches. That is what our, that's what we're here for. We're here for you. So please don't ever hesitate to reach out to anybody. Anybody on the third floor really will help you.
And it's never too early to ask those, those questions and have those conversations.
There's a lot there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. There's a lot that you don't know that you don't know. And the best way to find out is to ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
So can we talk a little bit about the fellowship? So we mentioned earlier that Amanda was a recipient of the PPOHA
grad fellowship.
We do offer these fellowships for our grad students. And I'm going to let Daphne take you guys through what that looks like.
So through the PPOHA grant, grants. So we have two. I want to make sure I'm saying these correctly. So we have the Accelerated Access and Opportunity in West Texas, and we have the Advancing Graduate Programs in La Frontera. So those are two PPOHA grants that offer those graduate fellowships. So we have up to, I believe, 19 this semester, 19. Which is amazing.
Yes.
And it's different programs. Mm-hmm. We have up to education, from Master of Business, from Homeland Security, mm-hmm. BRI, are some of our range in wildlife management.
Across the board, which is mm-hmm. really, really nice. We offer, there's nobody who couldn't apply
yes.
for a fellowship, yep. a grad student.
It doesn't have to be research-based or field-based programs.
And awards are based on, of course, the eligibility of the various criteria
yes.
and financial needs. So you will have had to have filled out your FAFSA if you want to apply for one of our fellowships. But our fellowships offer so much more than just the financial
yeah.
help. It offers a supportive community of
yes.
other grad students who are experiencing a lot of the same things that you are. And we come together, we offer workshops such as these podcasts. These podcasts are really for grad students, for our fellows. We offer even more individualized support. They have to do, I believe there's some discussion boards with Dean Payne.
Yeah, I know you had done, I don't know if you were on when they did the discussions or.
Yes, I
yeah.
was.
Yeah, okay. So tell us about your experience as a grad fellow.
Yeah, so pro tip to anyone who wants to apply that's doing a research-based project thesis. get a list of items you need, even if you're in the preliminary stages of figuring out your methodology or even your hypothesis. But the more specific price points you can tag to those items, the better.
Uh-huh. For funding purposes?
Yes. Yeah. it's just a little more, it makes the ask more justifiable, I
think.
That
makes, yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, that helped me out a lot. But it was really, it was good. It's not very challenging, I would say. I don't know if that's the best word to say
but. Yeah, I think it's
totally
fair.
It's not intimidating. It was not so intimidating?
No, because Ivy, there's the requirement that you have to present, and it's good presentation practice. And
I think that's one of the biggest things that we offer and do with our fellows is, especially as a research fellow, you have to present often.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do two symposiums a year, one per semester. There's
yes.
a big one that's happening April 10th and
11th. April 10th and 11th.
This is our big annual symposium. We force all of our fellows to present. We do a mini symposium in the fall semester where it's sort of a practice run for the one that's upcoming in April. Had you presented before any of your fellowship work, or was that sort of the first time?
Yeah, so when I was in undergrad, Jessie Kelsch, who's actually my mentor.
Amazing. I love her.
Yeah, she's great. She used to always require in her undergrad courses for most of them that I was in anyways, that you have to present.
Good deal.
And that gave me a lot of skills that helped me later in my, jobs, but I never had to present on a symposium level scale.
And how was that?
Well, I still haven't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right. You were on the prep.
Yeah.
She was in the fall.
Yeah.
So we did the workshop.
Okay.
Yeah. So I still haven't.
We'll have to remedy that.
But I used to work in careers and testing. And so I've presented many times undergrads who probably didn't want to hear me talk about resumes and stuff.
Which but. Is, it's good to, you know, it's working on your resume. It's always, you know, to get to have.
Oh, yeah. Also, that's part of the PPOHA application process.
Yes.
So, you know, go to career services and testing.
Which is also
on the third floor. It broke everybody's on the third floor. She could help you with your resume. That way you can get
and into a strong resume, guys, really matters. It really, really matters. You know, we've seen some of these applications and it's your first impression.
Yes.
So take it seriously. I know it's so cliche and it's so boring, but a strong resume will do you a lot
it's
of
It's your
good.
Introduction, essentially.
Exactly.
A lot of, with the PPOHA grant, they have to go through a committee and then they have to review each application.
Right. So the fellowship is competitive. I mean, we only
yes.
have 19 spots and I think, yeah, we had to reject some for maybe, we've been ramping this up for a few years. One of the grants is on its fourth or fifth year, and the other is on
coming out to the fifth. Yeah.
So we've been ramping this up, but I'm proud to say that this has become it's become more and more competitive every year. But I think we offer a lot for what we ask from our fellows, and I think it's just a really good, robust program that we have going.
Oh yeah, so. I mean, I got $2,000 the one time I did it, bought myself a fancy rent and compass and all this
yeah,
other
exactly.
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I
it's
think
really
there's also some money for travel for research. I believe that our grants
if you're going
also
to a conference.
Have, right.
Yeah.
So if you're a fellow.
We'll get you there.
And you need to go to a conference or you need to do some travel for your research. We mm-hmm. have some funds for
yeah.
that. So again, that's a benefit of being a fellow and of what PPOHA grants have to offer our students. So please take advantage.
Yeah. Yes, take advantage of that free money.
Free
otherwise,
money
it just
good.
Sits there. And
and we have to show that we're spending it. So
spend.
But, no, but it's good because you
grants is not free money. We don't need that.
but you'd also it's aside from you know the financial support, you get full direct access to the Dean of College of Graduate
exactly.
Studies.
Exactly.
You work closely with our dean, our Blackboard administrator.
Yeah. You got access to all the cool kids.
Like. Our thesis coordinator is pretty
yes.
much, you know.
Therefore,
she is, you know, available to all of our thesis students, but, you know,
you have
she
a
can
more
work
one-on-one.
With you closer.
Yeah, you've got a closer relationship with all the important people that can help you succeed in your graduation goals.
I'm just like realizing there's so many resources. Well,
right
I'm not
there,
realizing it
right?
on the third floor. I mean,
yeah,
not
we're
even
right
the grad
there.
Student center.
Exactly.
You could just stay on the third floor.
Really, you could. We have a grad lab.
That's true. Yeah,
mm-hmm. that we're looking to renovations coming soon. Hopefully,
we're hoping. Yeah, we're
yeah.
hoping to get some exciting stuff in there. It is open, pretty much 24/7 when the third floor is or the building's accessible.
Yeah, if the building's accessible, the lab is open and
yeah,
it is
wide
available
open.
To yeah. our grad students. We have a couple of Macs, we've got PCs, we've got some Wacom
a color printer.
Things.
Yeah.
And if you need something as a grad student, if you need to see something in that lab, let us know. We'll do our best to get whatever piece of software or reasonable equipment that belongs in the lab. But again, it all just goes back to, we really just want to emphasize how we are here to help our grad students succeed. That is our goal.
Yeah.
So what else is on our list?
I know, I just want to make sure we have kind of everything, but I just want to emphasize, you know, applying early is really important.
Do your FAFSA early.
Yes.
Apply for scholarships early. The earlier, the better across the board. There's no wrong thing about being early with all of this.
Y'all do it at least a year in advance.
I mean, yeah. So
or
if you're on your last
half.
Semester, yeah. If you're on your last semester or your last 12 hours, you can. I believe you can apply.
Yeah, I have already applied to graduate. I graduate in December.
Congratulations.
Thank God. Yeah. I mean it never again this time. not because the program is bad, but because I don't want to be going to school anymore.
I know, but...
But we're doing it. We're doing it. We're doing
it. I don't want to be one of those people, but I've realized in my adult life I'm kind of becoming more of like that kind of person that just loves education.
Yeah, like, you get addicted to it. You do.
I'm going
to
say that's because of Sol Ross. So thank you, Sol Ross, for giving Amanda a love of education. This is not a promotional thing just for the podcast at all.
Like, not at all.
All glory to Sol Ross. So.
Yeah. All hail the Lobos.
Exactly.
But it does. It does get addicting.
I know. Guys, like, don't talk to me next year and see.
I love hating myself and making myself so stressed out all the time.
Love it.
No, but honestly, like, I know, because both of y'all work too. Like, if you just create a schedule.
Yes. No, that's true. It's true. You do have to be regimented. You do have to be disciplined. Yeah. But it's doable. It's totally doable from any walk of life. We've got so many different people with so many different things happening on so many different paths, and they are killing it here at Sol Ross as grad students. So have no doubts in yourself. If you want to have a master's degree, we can make that happen for you. We can help you make that happen for yourself. There we go. Let me rephrase that. But we're here and we can do it. So... I have no more questions. What about you?
I don't have any more questions.
But
yeah, disappointed. I can find a question.
I can just talk about random crap if you want.
Bobby, how much time do you have?
We're here all day.
No, yeah. I mean, like with Sol Ross, it's so isolated and remote. It's different than the community college I came from, in a sense that the professors get to work with you one-on-one.
Yeah.
And you're not a number.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Your name. It's just like that kind of mentorship within your specific field.
And we have some of the best in the world at what they do.
Yeah.
Out here teaching, truly, truly, some of the best geologists, biologists, botanists, photographers.
Yeah.
We're truly blessed. We have so much talent locally, right? I mean, so take advantage of that for sure.
Yeah, and get those letters of reference,
yes.
You know?
And yeah.
Yes.
You can use that when you apply to your PPOHA scholarship.
Your recommendations and your application for graduate admissions for some of our sciences.
Yeah.
We do, the program does require at least three references that you have to present, and some of the, you know, mainly you want to do your academic professors. But yeah, it's preparing us, you know, I as an undergrad, I really enjoyed having that personal connection with our faculty.
Absolutely.
And I was able to, you know, get my first job that way.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, it was an academic reference, but still they knew me on an academic personally.
Yes.
They, you know, it's just like, well, yeah, I recommend her.
So not only can you get your degree, you can launch your career here, truly.
Yes. Yes.
The opportunities abound. You just have to want to be here. I mean, it is, and as we've said, it's not a big bustling city, but there's so much this community has to offer. And if you like being outdoors, this is the place for you. Dark Sky Community, International Dark Sky Sanctuary.
Yeah.
That is so cool. And there's an observatory right up the road. I mean, I could go on and on and on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a very culturally rich, beautiful place. And if you want to stay, there's many reasons. There's many reasons to be here. So
yeah. No traffic.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I can speak from the geology standpoint of things. When I moved to California, which I wasn't there very long, but... I went there and, you know, I applied to my first geology field related jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a lot of people tell me, like, where the heck did you go to school? You have so much field work.
Exactly.
And me in my field, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it was just super, that was something that really helped me land some of those jobs. Mm-hmm. Just having that
set you
technical
apart.
Experience. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's in our backyard. And yeah,
I mean, it's yeah, in our backyard.
Truly. I mean, yeah, big, you can't, there are people from UT Austin, A&M, any major Texas school that come all the way out here to do their thesis research.
Yep.
Yeah, it's in our backyard, so mm-hmm. it's really convenient.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a unique, magical, special place, and Sol Ross is here to get you guys out there. So,
yeah.
I think that's a good place to leave it, guys. What do you think? Yeah?
I say I'm good.
All awesome. Right. Again, for graduate students, if you have any questions, if you just want to talk, third floor has got it all. Come see us on the third floor. And thank you so much, Amanda, for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me.
That flew by. So.
But yeah, and I hope you you join us for our next podcast. And I want to thank everyone that supported our first episode.
Yeah,
it's out there now.
Yes, on YouTube.
But we want to thank y'all for sharing and, mm-hmm. and viewing. And I hope this information's helpful to give you an inside look of what we offer.
If anything, yeah, like we're living proof that you can do it. You can survive. You got this.
Yeah. So if I can do it as a first gen,
if I can
not
do
knowing
it as a
anything
full-time mom,
about this
employee, yeah. like we're all here. We're all doing it. You can too. So thank you all so
thank
much
you
for joining
so
us.
Thank you so much, Amanda.
Thank you,
Rachel.
Thank you, Daphne.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you, guys.
All right.